Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a beautiful feast of the birth of Mary, our Blessed Mother. In the Roman liturgy, we celebrate the birthday of only three individuals. Of course, our Blessed Lord Jesus at Christmas, St. John the Baptist on June 24th, and our Blessed Mother Mary. It's interesting that, only our Lord and our Lady have a similarity in the way their feasts are celebrated. We celebrate the solemnity of our Lord's conception, the moment of his incarnation in the womb of our Blessed Mother on March 25th, and then 9 months later, his birth on December 25th. And in a similar way, with our Blessed Mother, we celebrate her conception, the very first moment of her existence and being conceived without sin, on December 8th, that great solemnity. And then 9 months later, today, September 8th, the feast of her birth. With the birth of our Lord, the Almighty, the infinite and eternal God was seen for the first time. With the birth of St. John the Baptist, the one to be the last of the prophets and the forerunner of the Messiah, finally came onto the scene, usher in that age of salvation with the Christ. And with the birth of Mary, the one chosen by God from all eternity, and to be the mother of the Redeemer, made her glad appearance. With Mary, the dawn of a new era, an era of salvation and of redemption, began to light up this world. The celebration of a birthday should always be a joyful occasion, especially that of a person who is very near and dear to us. We rejoice in the very simple fact that this person has life, is in existence, and continues to be sustained in life, and we can continue to enjoy, their presence in our lives. The nearer and dearer a person is to us, the greater should our rejoicing be at their birth, on their birthday. And since Our Lady is so very near and dear to all of us, our joy in her birth, on her birthday, should know no bounds. Mary should indeed be near and dear to everyone, for she is the new Eve, the true mother of all the living, and particularly those united with her Son by divine grace, grace which makes them children of God and also her children, children of Mary. Among Christians, there has always been this tender devotion towards Mary, and this will always be the case, a true, loving, tender devotion towards her, without her, we would not have Christ. And Christ himself gave her to us, his mother, to be our mother. And we are to imitate Christ as well. And that would include imitation of his love towards Mary, a love that was infinite, a love we cannot possibly fathom, but most certainly a love that we can share in. Our Lord Jesus would certainly give us a great share in his love towards Mary. On birthdays, it's customary, of course, to give gifts to the one whose birth is being celebrated. Gifts that express our love towards that person and gratitude, towards them for being a part of our lives. What shall we give to our Blessed Mother on this, her birthday? What would any good mother want most from her child? Flowers, candies, jewelry. These would all bring a smile to any mother's lips. But what would bring the greatest joy to a mother's heart will be nothing less than her child's gratitude and love. For our Blessed Mother, therefore, let us give her what would delight her heart most, our gratitude and our love. Gratitude and love that is constant and that will hopefully grow continually, throughout our whole lives. Today, I would suggest that we renew our devotion towards Our Lady on this feast of her birthday, to spend some time with her. And certainly that's why you're here today, you're at the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, to spend time with our Blessed Mother in the best possible way, with Christ, her Son, in the Holy Mass. But to also spend some time in prayer, perhaps today, pray your maybe favorite Marian prayer, perhaps the Rosary, that prayer most dear to our Blessed Mother. And when we receive Jesus today in Holy Communion, we can do so in union with Mary, as we can with every Holy Communion, and certainly bring great joy to her heart. Praise be Jesus and Mary.